Bolts of pain shot through Trevor's forehead, and he closed his eyes. He was in no condition to argue. Why had he stayed at Pete's so late last night? He had to be sharp when he met with Spicer. Instead, he was tired and half drunk. His head spun, and he thought he might be sick again. He did the math. They were arguing over the difference between $167,000 and $125,000. Frankly, both sounded good to Trevor. He couldn't run the risk of being fired because he'd managed to alienate what few clients he had. He spent less time in the office. He wouldn't return their calls. He'd found a far richer source of income. So to hell with the small-time foot traffic along the beaches. And he was no match for Spicer. The man had no conscience. He was mean and conniving and desperate to stash away as much money as possible.
"Are Beach and Yarborough in favor of this?"
he asked, knowing damn well they were, and knowing that even if they weren't, he'd never know the difference.
"Sure. They're doing all the work. Why should you make more than them?"
It did seem a little unfair.
"Okay, okay," Trevor said, still in pain. "There's a good reason you're in prison." "Are you drinking too much?"
"No. Why do you ask?"
"I've known drunks. Lots of them. You look like hell."
"Thanks. You take care of your business. I'll take care of mine. It's a deal.
But nobody wants a drunk for a lawyer. You're handling all our money in an enterprise that's very illegal. A little loose talk in a bar, and somebody starts asking questions."
"I can handle myself."
"Good. Watch your back, too. We're squeezing people, making them hurt. If I were on the other side of our little sting, I'd be tempted to come down and try to get some answers before I coughed up the money."
"They're too scared."
"Keep your eyes open anyway. It's important for you to stay sober and alert."
"Thank you very much. Anything else?"
"Yeah. I got some games for you."
On to the important stuff. Spicer opened a newspaper, and they began making their bets. Trevor bought a quart of beer at a country store on the edge of Trumbull and sipped it slowly as he puttered back to Jacksonville. He tried his best not to think of their money, but his thoughts were out of control. Between his account and their account, there was just over $250,000 sitting offshore, money he could take any time he wanted. Add $500,000 to it, and, well, he just couldn't stop adding. $750,000! He'd never get caught stealing dirty money. That was the beauty of it. The victims of the Brethren weren't complaining now, because they were too ashamed. They weren't breaking any laws, they were just scared. The Brethren, on the other hand, were committing crimes. So who would they run to if their money disappeared? He had to stop thinking such thoughts. But how could they, the Brethren, catch him? He'd be on a sailboat drifting between islands they'd never heard of. And when they were finally released, would they have the energy and money and willpower to track him down? Of course not. They were old men. Beach would probably die at Trumbull.
"Stop it!"
he yelled at himself. He walked to Beach Java for a triple shot latte and returned to his office determined to do something productive. He went online and found the names of several private investigators in Philadelphia. It was almost 6 when he began calling. The first 2 went to answering machines. The third, to the offices of Ed Pagnozzi, was answered by the investigator himself. Trevor explained that he was a lawyer in Florida and needed a quick job in Upper Darby.
"Okay, what kind of job?"
"I'm trying to track some mail here," Trevor said glibly. He'd done this enough to have it well rehearsed. "Pretty big divorce case. I got the wife, and I think the husband's hiding money. Anyway, I need somebody up there to find out who's renting a certain post office box."
"You gotta be kidding."
"Well, no, I'm pretty serious about this. You want me to go snooping around a post office?"
"It's just basic detective work."
"Look, pal, I'm very busy. Call somebody else." Pagnozzi was gone, off to more important matters. Trevor cursed him under his breath and punched the next number. He tried two more and hung up on both when the machines answered. He'd try again tomorrow.